I'm David Lewis, Executive Director of Save the Bay. Save the Bay is the only regional organization that combines political advocacy, wetland restoration, and environmental education to protect and restore San Francisco Bay. For over 60 years, we've led effective campaigns to keep the bay clean and healthy. Today, we're preparing the whole Bay Area for the impacts of climate change, including here in San Jose. Join us on the shoreline as a volunteer or discover more ways to get involved at savesfbay.org. Let's create a resilient future together.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Buildup with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
And we're back. What's up, everyone? It's time for Sharks hockey. Thank the heavens. I don't know about you, but when I get away from the day-to-day kind of institutionalization of the Sharks schedule, I get cut adrift and I just kind of wander around. And it's like a Tuesday night with no actual Sharks hockey. Like, don't get me wrong, I was watching the Four Nations. That was phenomenal. But again, I just feel a little bit cut adrift and a little bit out of sorts without the Sharks. And now they're back. We've got a busy schedule. They are today in Calgary, tomorrow in Winnipeg. Then on Thursday, they are going to be in Montreal. Then we continue this long road trip where they go to Ottawa, Toronto, Buffalo, Colorado. They are not back home until the 8th. Of March, which, yeah, feels like that is an eternity. And then they're home from that point on until the final day of March. They've got 8 straight at home. The Islanders, the Preds, Chicago, Washington, Carolina, Boston, Toronto, New York, and then the Kings is where they start off that road trip on the 30th. It takes us into the month of April at Anaheim, home versus the Oilers, Seattle, and then Calgary. Then you're in Minnesota, in Edmonton, in Calgary, in Vancouver, and then the season comes to a close on the 16th of April. And yes, I know the Sharks are not mathematically eliminated, but yeah, it doesn't look good right now, folks. But hey, the way I've been looking at this continually is that the Sharks are still in the process of acquiring draft assets, of acquiring draft capital, of still situating themselves for continued success when they are ready to take that next step. Is it this offseason? I don't know. But I do know they have cap space. I do know they have young talents. I do know they have players who are making their way to be ready for what they can contribute on the ice in the near future. And I know it seems a long way off, but one of the things that I keep on coming back to is that there is now light at the end of the tunnel. I think if you're a fan of the San Jose Sharks and you have watched players like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Yaroslav Askarov, that is the light at the end of the tunnel. You can see what's coming. You've watched the way the Barracuda have played this year. You've watched the high-end talents and what they've been doing at lower levels and seeing what they are capable of. The Sharks are trending in the right direction. Now, obviously, we don't know until we get there because everyone, you know, it has no clear-cut path through a rebuild. But at this point, with what we are seeing, it feels like the San Jose Sharks have situated themselves for the success that they want in the relatively near future. It's not going to happen tomorrow. I don't expect this team to win a Stanley Cup next year, but I do think that they can take big steps in short order. It's just a matter of what things look like after this upcoming offseason, of which, like I said, even if they do have a great offseason in terms of free agents, I'm still not expecting this team to contend for the Cup next year or specifically the year after. They could. I don't know. I mean, we don't know until we get there. I'm just talking about my relative expectations. My expectations are for the team to continue to get better, and I think that holds true in the short term as we look at the remainder of this season, which starts today, again, in Calgary, the first of a back-to-back, Calgary and then to Winnipeg, before they get Tuesday and Wednesday off and then go to Montreal. But enough with the scheduling. It looks like Georgiev is going to go tonight because Vanecek had the last two starts before the break. That's according to Shang Peng of NBC Sports California and San Jose Hockey Now. And it also has been reported by the team that Nico Sturm has been activated off injured reserve. And he's a player that I think will be able to come back and give the Sharks a much needed boost just because of his veteran presence, just because of his overall ability to play with professionalism. He's a solid player. He actually said that, you know, he's not expecting to be with the team at the end of the deadline, that he is going to play with the crest until he's or for the crest until told otherwise. Nico Sturm is a pro's pro, and I've appreciated everything that he's done throughout his time with the San Jose Sharks. And if it is coming to a close, that would be very unfortunate. But I do think he's shown a lot of the younger players what it takes to succeed in this league. His effort, his work rate, the way he takes care of his body, the way he is so meticulously organized. I think that's something the young guys need to see. They need to see how well Nico Sturm works. They need to see the way that he organizes his life for the game of hockey. And I think that it's no, you know, accident that he's in such good shape, that he is such a physical specimen, and that when he does get injuries, he's able to bounce back pretty quickly. And I think this one that's knocked him out recently must have been relatively significant. Obviously, it's not a season ender or anything like that, but if it knocks Nico Sturm out, you know it's a big deal. So it'll be great to get him back into the lineup and have his presence felt overall. Did get to get into some interviews the other day. First up, got to talk with Fabian Zetterlund. He was in a good mood on Tuesday before the Sharks were about to head out onto the road. All right, we've got Fabian Zetterlund here at Sharks Ice after about 9 days off. How does the body feel after a break like that?
Yeah, I would say good. Well rest and even physically and mentally, and yeah, ready to go again.
So what do you do to take care of your body? Are you going on walks or jogs or lifting or anything, or do you just go full rest mode?
I'm trying to go on the treadmill, you know, a little bit, do some like sort of activity every day, you know, and just keep the body in shape, you know, and obviously get some rest too. It's important. And yeah, I feel great.
Well, obviously when you get 9 days off like you've had since the last game, how much better do you feel overall though? Do you feel, I mean, obviously you get little breaks throughout the season, but not usually, you know, you guys don't play again until Sunday, so it's going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel fresh. We're going to get some practice days here, and yeah, it's going to be important, and we're going to work on some stuff, and then we're going to be ready when the game starts.
What else did you do during the break than making sure you're ready to go again? Did you take any movies, do any golfing? What'd you do?
I actually went for like a pool activity in Mexico. So,
oh, nice.
We did it like kind of every day, me and Eki. So it was fun to be like in the pool, and was dancing a little bit, some gymnastics stuff there. So it was fun.
Anybody recognize you? They say there are a couple of San Jose Sharks over there?
Actually, no. Ah. So
that's nice, though. You can just be out of the spotlight for a while. So you've got these games coming up. You go on the road right away. It's a tough road trip going into Canada. How do you feel about your game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just gonna jump on there. I ended it, you know, and keep pushing for it, you know. Want to get better. Want the team to get better every day, you know. And important days we have here with some practices, and then we're gonna be ready.
Has it been difficult with some of the rumors around contract talks that have gone on with you? Is that something you try to keep out of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to really listen to it, you know. I'm just want to focus on myself and on my own business, you know, and go out there and play my best game.
How do you feel about your game right now?
I would say great. Great shape physically and even mentally rested and everything. So, yeah, I'm ready.
I noticed this year it seems like you've always been a powerful skater, but it seems like your speed is much more evident this year. Is that something that you worked on in the off season?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of work on everything. But speed is one of the things I work on almost every day. And, yeah, it pays off when you work hard. So, yeah.
No, and I also noticed that when you are moving at such high speeds, that also it cuts down on the amount of time you might have on a given move. There's some situations this year where you've pulled the trigger from the circle where maybe a year ago you didn't. Are you still finding out things about your game? Like if you are going to use that speed, suddenly you're into the zone that much quicker.
Yeah. I want to use my speed every shift, you know, and when I see a chance, I want to shoot too. So combine those two things, it's going to be great.
How do you feel about the team right now? I know that obviously you guys have been there in so many games. I think it's 24 quote unquote close games. You know, obviously I'm sure that's frustrating for you guys that you haven't walked away with more wins, but I'm sure that compared to a year ago, you like the fact that you're in all these games.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's been tough, but we all came back from this break now, and we're just gonna reset and do the best we can the last stretch here.
What is the focus for the team? Is it those third periods that have been the issue period for the team?
Yeah, I mean, just play a full 60, you know, and the third period is one of them. So yeah, we're just gonna clean up some things here, and we have some practice days, like I said, and we're gonna work on it.
How important is practice? Because I know that during the season you don't get a lot of time to work on things. It's such a go schedule. When you do get these moments to actually work on fundamentals, worked on tactics, does it help that much more?
Yeah, I mean, when we get a full practice day, you know, it's important. You know, we're gonna get better, you know, and that's what we all want, and that's comes with practice first, and then we do the games.
And is this an iced coffee or a protein shake?
protein shake.
Protein shake. Yeah. Nice. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you very much, Zets. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Again, that was Fabian Zetterlund of the San Jose Sharks, who joins me at Sharks Ice. Next up, we've got Jake Walman.
All right, we are here with Jake Walman of the San Jose Sharks as we are back on a Tuesday before the team plays again on Sunday. It's been 9 days since you've played. How good does the body feel right now?
Yeah, body feels good. It's good getting some time off. I think for most of the guys, it's probably more of a mental break, and it's nice getting some sun, and I was able to go to a beach, so it was a nice vacation.
That is nice. So when you do get a break like that, do you try to get a jog in, hit the weight room at all, or are you just in full rest mode?
I'm sure everybody's a little different. I'm pretty much rest mode, recovering, and I'll do a couple of things, just walks and a little bit of hiking to kind of get the body moving a little bit. But for the most part, just rest, full rest for me.
That's needed too, man, because like the go schedule you guys are on during the regular season, I mean, it's pretty nonstop, and especially the pounding your body takes. Like, it can't be overlooked the fact that you guys need to rest and get some calories in when you're not burning them off immediately the next day.
Yeah, it's nice that we got this long break, and it's not normally like this, so I think it's pretty important for guys to take advantage of it. And that's what six or seven of us were in Hawaii, where I was, so nice. It was a great break, great relaxation, and we were able to get together a couple nights for some good meals.
Were you able to watch some of the Four Nations?
Yeah, I've been really dialed into that. So one thing that I didn't leave behind, I'm still watching hockey, so I think those games are really exciting, and as a competitor, I think it's just on the edge of your seat, kind of, and especially that Canada-US game, I'm excited for the final.
No, it should be really fun, and I love just international competition in general. It just gets a different angle for people to look at things, and obviously you compare to what, you know, the World Cup is in football or soccer, and then just to get more of that angle for hockey. I think people pay attention to the Olympics a lot, but I would love to see more of that international flair be part of the fandom.
Yeah, I think they're doing a really good job showcasing not just players, but the league as well, and how competitive it is. I think hockey, you look at the playoffs and that trophy, the Stanley Cup, is probably, I would say, the hardest trophy to win in sports. Mm-hmm. And you really see the competitiveness and willing to win and kind of doing anything. And on the international stage, it's for your country. So I think anybody that gets that chance to represent their country, it's a little more at stake. And you're seeing that now. Guys are clearly putting their bodies on the line. And as a fan and as a player also, it's really exciting to watch.
So for you as a player, you're having your best season points-wise. I think you'd had 63 games a couple of times in your career where you'd had less points than you've had now through 40-some-odd games. But also the team isn't winning. So how do you put those two things next to each other? Because I know that you're a harsh competitor. We've seen you after games where you've had points, but the team didn't win. You haven't had the happiest look on your face. So how do you harmonize that? How do you bring it together in your head?
It's tough. I think when you're, like you said, and you're a competitive person, and we got a lot of competitors on this team and guys that want to win, it's tough being in that situation. At the same time, when the team's doing well, it's better for everybody's individual success, and that's kind of what we're trying to build towards, mm-hmm. making sure that we're putting that team first, and guys knowing that everybody, if the team's doing well, everybody's doing well, and that's kind of where we're going. We're starting to build something, and this is the time of year that it takes kind of a while to learn certain things, and it's a slow build, but I think it'll help us in the end, and in the next couple of years, hopefully playing those meaningful games at the end of the year.
Is it flattering to see San Jose have this desire to bring you in here and then give you all this playing time? Do you like it when a team says, we see we can build with you?
Yeah, it's been great. I really enjoyed my time here. Obviously, in the summer when the trade happened, I didn't really know what to expect. But obviously, when I stepped foot in the rink for the first time, I was really, really happy with the kind of direction that we're mm-hmm. building towards. And I think I want to be a big part of that team. And I think I can kind of see the vision of where we're going, and in the next 2 to 3 years, I really think that, like I said, those meaningful games are going to be the ones that we're going to be playing in, and we have a good group to build around. So I'm really excited with how we're kind of building it, and we're doing it the right way, and looking forward for the future. I think there's a lot of bright times ahead.
The team starts out off on the road when you get back to action. What's the focus going into this road trip?
Yeah, it's the part of the season where teams are grinding for playoff spots, and no game's going to be easy, that's for sure. And going to that long trip, it'll be good. Get away with the guys, we'll have some good bonding time, and have some tough games to kind of get closer as a team. And like I said, I think that's kind of what we're working towards. We're trying to build something slowly, and it kind of starts with these the last 25 games or so, and kind of building in the right direction for next year.
Awesome. Well, I will let you go, man. Appreciate your time as always. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
And lastly, got to chant with Tyler Toffoli.
All right, we are here with Tyler Toffoli on a Tuesday after 9 days off. So first question, how good does the body feel with that much time off?
Yeah, no, definitely better. I know guys are banged up. I was a little banged up, and just nice to kind of get away and reset the mind here, and the body was going to follow. So feeling good. The practice was good. Everything, I think, went pretty smoothly for all the boys, and I think we're all excited to be back.
So with your break, did you just shut it down completely, or do you still get some weights in or go for a hike or something, or is it just best to rest?
Definitely took some days of not really doing much. Being out in Hawaii, a lot of walks, played pickleball one day. So more just kind of, you know, resetting and just trying to relax and let the body reset.
And just, you know, with so few opportunities like that during the season, do you think that you'll be able to feel it in your play when you get back out there?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. I know, you know, obviously, you know, going through this before, being able to get a break and coming back after it, things that, you know, the intensity definitely picks up. And normally you're feeling pretty good and feeling pretty fresh, and hopefully, you know, this is just another season of doing the same thing.
Have you been watching Four Nations?
I have. I've actually watched majority of the games, and it's been really impressive.
Tell me about competing internationally. How is that different?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it, I think, twice in the World Championships, and I think all the guys playing right now have kind of said it. As soon as you kind of put the jersey on it, it really kicks in, and you're there to win and perform at your best. And those guys have definitely been, you know, putting out for it.
Oh, it's been great competition. The thing that always gets me is how guys immediately look like they're on the same page, too. Like, I imagine that's the hardest part, is you've played against these guys, and I know it's hockey at the end of the day, but suddenly you're trying to figure out what somebody's going to do on the open ice when you're trying to, you know, you assume they're going to be there when you drop a pass, but they might not be.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are so good. They're probably thinking it's easy to read off of each other. And I think the hardest part is just trying to see where you fit in. Obviously, it's different. A lot of those guys play different roles on their teams. And some guys are playing, you know, less minutes and, you know, maybe no power play. And just a matter of doing the best that you can with whatever you're given, and everyone has to buy in. And I mean, you look at the two teams in the finals, it looks like all those guys are buying in.
When we talk about international competition, we know obviously that soccer with the World Cup and people pay so much attention to that. Can you see them putting more of an emphasis on international hockey going forward, given the way that people have responded to this tournament? Because people love the Olympic hockey, but that's not as often. And for this tournament, it seems like the fans are showing up. I saw the game the other night was the most viewed non-Stanley Cup final game since, I think, 2019.
Yeah, I think like I said, the games here have been so good that everyone's bought in with, you know, the NHL not happening. It's just them. There's, you know, one or two games a day, whatever it was. And there wasn't a whole lot of hockey to watch, and everybody bought in, and the hockey was great. And with the Olympics coming up, and I think, you know, the World Cup of hockey or whatever is coming back too. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's definitely growing the game. You look on social media and everything now, everyone besides the hockey world is talking about it, and, you know, it's definitely an exciting time.
No, most definitely. Let's talk about your game. You're once again just being Mr. Productivity the same way you have done your entire career. You know, you've been doing this for a while now. Like, you've got it figured out, but I'm sure it doesn't feel like that when you're out there in every single game.
Yeah, I mean, definitely feeling pretty good. Like I said, was a little banged up before the break, and was definitely fortunate for them to, you know, let me have kind of a few days off of practicing and sort of just grinding through and playing the games. But you know, this is the time of the year where teams are going to be playing really hard, and definitely motivated to keep producing and keep trying to help lead the team, not only, you know, on the score sheet, but trying to win games here.
Going into this road trip right off the bat, you guys aren't home again, I think, until March 8th. How much of the focus is going to be on fixing the issues you guys have had in the third period specifically?
Yeah, I think it's throughout our whole game. There are a lot of games where we're kind of up, you know, by a couple goals in the first two periods where I don't necessarily think we should be. And eventually the dam, you know, breaks. And I think that's kind of what was happening a little bit. And it's something that we need to keep working. We got, you know, we got guys in here that really care and really want to get better and really want to win games. And it obviously just hasn't happened as much as we wanted it or we want it to. So just got to stay with it and keep going and keep grinding. And, you know, hopefully the result comes for us.
All right, Mr. Toffoli, I appreciate your time as always, man. We'll see you soon. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
Again, that was Tyler Toffoli joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network. We are out of time. Pre-game 4:30, go time 5 o'clock right here on the Sharks Audio Network as San Jose takes a visit to Calgary. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.